Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Adam Patrick.
All right, welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast for thevikingage.com. I'm your host, Adam Patrick. I'm the editor and lead writer for The Viking Age. Before we get started today, make sure to follow The Viking Age on Twitter and Facebook. The site's username on Twitter is at The Viking Age, and you can follow the site's Facebook page by heading to facebook.com/TheVikingAge. All right, we are back with Elliot Knopp. He writes for us here at The Viking Age. Last time he was on, we talked about the return of Danielle Hunter and Sheldon Richardson and all the great stuff going on with the Vikings and minicamp. But today, I've got him back to ask him about his Vikings fandom because he is also a Vikings fan. So I'm just going to ask you to start off with, at what age do you think, Elliot, you decided to become a Vikings fan?
I would say age 16. I started loosely following the NFL a couple of years before that, you know, watching Mike Vick with the Eagles, watching Randy Moss with the Patriots. And that's where I really started like catching on to things. I was like, oh, wow, this guy's awesome. And yeah, so I would say about age 16.
And let's make sure everyone knows you are from Canada. So, you know, it's not NFL. Is the NFL maybe, is it on every Sunday like it is out in here in the United States? Is it readily available and stuff like that?
Definitely, yeah. They put it on TV. They televise the Thursday, the Saturday, the Monday. I mean, this Thursday, Sunday, Monday. And then on the Sunday mornings, though, they'll only play like one or two of the morning of the afternoon games, so that you can't really catch all of them. But, you know, when you're someone like me who's super invested into it, you end up buying Game Pass and so much. And,
oh, yeah. You've got that luxury of not being in the U.S., so you can buy Game Pass and take advantage of it. What is your earliest Vikings memory, do you think?
Ooh, I want to say I really started getting into the Vikings when like Teddy Bridgewater hopped on a board. And earlier than that, I remember him getting just absolutely clobbered in the head when he went to slide. And that's
the Rams.
Yeah, that stands out really early to me because that's when I was like invested in the Vikings. It's like, okay, cool. And then that happened and that's when I was like, oh, wow. So I can't remember anything more notable before that, but that one for sure is like my earliest memory.
That's when I feel like Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator for the Rams that year. So obviously Vikings fans do not like him at all from 2009 in the Saints. And I believe Mike Zimmer, you know, was basically like, I'll fight him after the game during his press conference, like, you know, I'll meet you in the alley or whatever. So that was an early dose of fiery Mike Zimmer that we've all become, you know, known to love. Is there any piece of Vikings? Actually, what was your first, if you have any, what was your first Vikings jersey?
My first Vikings jersey was easily Randy Moss. It's like, honestly, watching him just speed past people and make these ridiculous catches, just I needed to have it. And those purple is, the purple jerseys are just unreal.
So. And he was before your time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, like, I just, as soon as I started following him, I started watching his stuff on the Vikings when he did that lateral pass to the running back.
Yeah, Mo Williams.
Yeah, and that I was like, wow, this guy's insane. And obviously the Thanksgiving Day game and, you know, just seeing the Vikings and Adrian Peterson was on at the time and he was still running away and he had MVP after the ACL surgery. Yep. It was like, yeah, that was, I also have a Peterson jersey too. That was shortly after. But yeah, those two jerseys were like easily the first ones I had to get.
Oh, yeah, I think probably most Vikings fans probably have those two. I think I have a Teddy jersey still here and I even have a Favre jersey, so. I have an Alan Page jersey randomly. I think that was like my first jersey. My parents gave it to me when I was like 10 and I'm like, who is this? I don't know who Alan Page is. Like he's from the 70s. Like, I don't know who this is. Give me a Chris Carter jersey. I don't want Alan Page. Is there any piece of Vikings clothing or something else maybe Vikings related that you maybe obsessed over when you were younger?
Ooh, was I obsessed over?
Maybe not obsessed, but like you always, it was close to you or you had it, like maybe I don't know, even like a poster or something on your wall or something like that?
When I started wearing hats, I got this Vikings hat that was like black, but it had like this like gradient design where it would slowly like fade into like a thick purple. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I wore that hat all the time. Like I still have that hat, but it is beat up now. Like it's served its time.
Yeah, I got a lot of those hats. Do you have any Vikings memorabilia?
I have a signed Vikings Brett Favre helmet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no, I told my parents I was a Vikings fan and they're like, oh yeah. And they don't really watch NFL that much. And then my dad knew who Brett Favre was because, I mean, anyone who's, was raised in that time knows who Brett Favre was, I'm sure. And he got me a helmet and he got me a case for it. And I was like, oh, cool, right on. So it's nice to look at that.
Is it like a mini helmet or like a full size helmet?
Oh, full size, yeah.
Oh, wow. So you can like put it down and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I'm not allowed to touch it much because my dad's like, don't smug the signature. And I was like, I won't.
He's in the Hall of Fame, so it's still valuable. Have you ever been to a Vikings game?
No, I'm hoping to get there, though. I'd like to eventually start going to the games, you know, on a weekly basis.
how far? You're in Saskatchewan.
For now, yeah.
Correct, yeah. How far away is Minnesota from there? What's below where you are in the U.S.? You're in Central, right? Central time?
Yeah, I'm on Central time. Right below Saskatchewan is Montana.
Oh, okay. So
it shouldn't be too far of a drive to get to Minnesota.
So you got
to
go through the Dakotas, and then you get to Minnesota. So
it's a 16-hour drive.
That's pretty. Yeah, it's pretty far.
You make a day trip out of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Or just find a cheap flight. Go there. So then my next question is: have you ever been to Vikings training camp? And I'm just going to assume no.
Yeah, I haven't been to that either.
Is that something you'd like to do?
Oh, absolutely. Like if it was up to me, I'd be working at Vikings games. Oh, yeah. I'd be covering practices. Like I want to be out there, right? I want to be one of those guys. So.
Want to be in the scrum.
Absolutely.
Do you watch preseason games?
I do. I like to evaluate the talent and see players that, you know, might get cut or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like one guy that stood out to me watching preseason games a few years back was Raheem Mostert when he was on the Eagles. I was like,
Yeah.
Dude's quick and he's shifty and he's running it up. And then they're like, oh, he got cut. I'm like, strange. I thought he was great, but must not have been that good. So a couple of years go by and now he's back. And I'm like, oh, okay.
The Niners nice did pretty well. I think he was one of their best running backs when they went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So he's doing pretty good for himself. What is the most money you've spent on something Vikings related? So clothing, obviously not a game, memorabilia, whatever you think of.
Easily a couple $100. My jerseys run me quite a bit with shipping and handling. So yeah, I drop about $300 on some jerseys. Like that Randy Moss jersey, that was about 300-400 jerseys because it was the 50th anniversary edition, right? Oh yeah.
So do you get them from like what, NFL.com?
eBay.
Yeah.
There you go. Got to find some of those good ones on there. Some people buy them and they're like, I never use it. I'm like, I will though. So.
Yeah. All right. What you probably have a lot to choose from here, but what was a time when the Vikings made you angry?
Oh, man, it was 2017 when they missed the field goal, 27 yarder, right?
Oh, 2015.
Barrel. It was 2015?
Yeah.
Right.
2017 was the miracle in Philly.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that was the one, 2015. I was looking at it and I was jumping for joy. I was 27 yards. Woo!
And then he missed it.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. And then, you know, when the Minneapolis miracle did roll around, I barely got through that moment.
it just felt like another classic Vikings moment when, you know, leading up to that. And then, of course, things went differently. Funny story about that 2015 game. While it was, I've never seen that whole game because while it was going on, I was flying to Mexico for like vacation with my wife or whatever. And we landed like just in time to see the end of the game. And there was a bunch of Vikings fans actually watching the game. And I go in, I'm like, oh, yes, they got the field goal. And of course, he missed it. And then I'm like, oh, thank God, you know, I got the unlimited drink package, so I can just, you know, erase this from my memory. But I've never seen like that entire game at all. So, and I'm not about to sit down and watch that because I know what happens at the end. So that's my story for that fun game. I don't think I'll ever watch. I don't need to. But on the flip side, when have the Vikings given you the most joy?
Yeah, that was definitely the 2017 when I lost my mind, man.
Oh, yeah.
When I heard, you know, Diggs sideline touchdown, yeah. I lost it. You couldn't tell me nothing. I was intolerable, and I was so I was so jacked. I was like, I when they were getting ready to face the Eagles, I was so excited. I was like, you know, Nick Foles, he can sling it with the Eagles, and he's been on a hot streak. But the Vikings are just a better team, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they're gonna win. And I had to work that day, and yeah, I didn't watch that game. But man, the drunk fans that walked in made sure I knew about it. So I was like, oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and then they went up, what, 7-0 against the Eagles to start things off. And you're like, here we go. They're going to play. The Super Bowl was in U.S. Bank Stadium that year. You know, everything was lining up. And then, of course, it was just another, you know, year of classic heartbreak for the Vikings because they can never have anything nice. So how long does it take for you to get over a Vikings loss?
Man, quite a while. Not gonna lie. If it's a regular season game and we lose, I'm just like, okay, maybe this is a sign of things to come. You know, maybe we should ease our expectations. And I start freaking out, but then I'm like, okay, listen, you know, you're a little upset. Just cool yourself down. So it can take a while, but it was the Lost Eagles in 2017. That one still really upsets me just because, you know, having that first drive and then just watching them just pour it on after.
Yeah.
It's just like you couldn't do more, really? Oh, brutal.
And then what about against the Seahawks last year in the 4th-and-2?
Yeah, that was a tough one too. But I always kind of expect those games against the Seahawks. They're always so gritty. Like every time I see the Seahawks on the schedule, I'm just like, all right, drink in hand, because this one's going to be a rough one.
It's in Minnesota this year, so you know maybe things will be different. Because it seems like every year the Vikings go to Seattle, but not this year. They're coming to Minnesota. If given the choice, would you rather watch a Vikings game at a bar or at your home?
I'd honestly rather do it at home, just because at the bar, I don't know like where like people are at in Canada. Cause you know, some people watch the NFL, some people don't. So if I'm the one out there losing my mind, I may as well be at home where I'm allowed to freely do whatever and not make a fool of myself in the bar. Right.
Yeah. And you get probably cheaper drinks. You know, you can hear everything going on. You can hear the announcers.
Get my order right.
Yeah. Yeah. You can have whatever you want. Yeah. I'm always a fan of watching games at home. I just like, you can see everything. You can hear everything. You know, you don't have to worry about someone, you know, having to leave and then getting home to watch the rest of the game. So I'm always a fan of watching games at home. Do you get nervous before Vikings games?
Every time. Oh yeah, because I either go in there and I'm like, okay, we're gonna crush them, but you know what could go wrong here? Or if I go in there and it's like a game against, let's say, the Chiefs, for example, I'd be sitting there like, oh, what do we have to do to win? What are we gonna need to do to make sure that we come out on top with this one? So every game comes with anxiety, especially in the early season where it's like, oh, we're 2-2, okay, sure, let's just you know, keep the win column increasing, because as soon as you see those losses get to like 4 or 5, you're like, you can only lose 2 more games before you're really starting to push. So
yeah, I'm sure, you know, if the Vikings are in contention for the whole year, yeah, I get those nerves still. But you know, if they're like last year when they started 1-5, I think those first couple games after that, I'm just like, eh, whatever. But then, you know, they start winning again, and you're like, ah, here we go. Like, you're pulling me back in. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing here? Do you have a favorite food or drink that you like to typically have when you watch a Vikings game?
hot wings, man, all the time. Yeah. I cannot get enough of hot wings. It's just, it's honestly, it might be the greatest simple food of all time.
How hot?
You literally you like, just make you like them super hot.
You like medium?
It depends. I definitely like them hot, but I mean, if it's getting to the point where it doesn't really taste good and it's just all heat, it's like, okay, I want to be able to enjoy my food, right? Yes. So, but yeah, if there's a competition, I mean, sure, kick up the heat. Why not?
Yeah, I like watching that Hot One show or whatever and see people just like losing their mind from hot sauce, which just seems insane to me. Which current or former Vikings player would you love to see a documentary about?
Oh, man. I want to see the Adam Thielen story and just knowing how he goes through, because the fact that he went undrafted and he just fought to stay on the team and just, you know, pushed and then special teams and then push, and now he's a starter and then he goes and becomes this all like, oh, man.
It's a Disney movie, man.
Absolutely. It's a story everyone loves to hear about, right? Like they're putting that in commercials these days too. So I'm like, I want to see the story.
I would be very surprised if it's not made into a movie, just the way that he had to pay to go to the combine and everything. He was like selling dental equipment or whatever before. And yeah, just getting on special teams, just working his way up. He got an opportunity, I think, to even just start because I feel like Charles Johnson was the other starter with Diggs way back in the day, like 2016, and maybe Charles Johnson got hurt, so Adam Thielen was able to pop in, and then he just never gave up that role after that, and you know he went on to do what we've seen him be able to do so well since then. Has there ever been a time where you ever thought about giving up on rooting for the Vikings and picking a new team?
No, honestly, it's not giving up on the Vikings. It's just like, you know, maybe I'm going to take like a quick little break and, you know, when people are like, oh, I'm taking a break off of social media. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to like shut out the Vikings for like a few hours, maybe a day or two, like after the game day. I'm like, I don't need to hear, oh, you know, we didn't do this well enough, or it was a couple inches, it's a game of inches, whatever. I don't want to hear the excuses. I'm just like, you know what? You lost. You have this guy next week. Just get ready for that one. So, yeah, I never really thought about giving up the fandom, but there are moments where I'm like, we need to take a break.
Yeah, I feel like I see it from maybe like the younger generation. Like if I see someone on Instagram or whatever that's like, oh, I'm rooting for the Bears now, and I'm like, what? Like what? Why don't you do that? But who are four Vikings that you would put on your own personal Mount Rushmore, but they can only be on there if they've played on the team since you were born?
Oh, they can only be on there if they've played on the team since I was born.
So Randy Moss has played on the Vikings.
Yeah, so I can definitely throw Randy Moss up there. I will put Peterson up there, of course. I would put Harrison Smith's got to go up there.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I'm, you know, we've had some good linebackers and some good linemen, but something about Eric Kendricks really excites me. I enjoy watching him play, and especially because he's one of those linebackers that does well in pass coverage. Mm-hmm. And with the NFL transforming the way it is today, he's become such a valuable piece. Like he's up there with like the Bobby Wagners for like, you know, he's going to be there no matter what you need. So I'm a really big fan of Kendricks, and I think there's still more to be seen with him. So I have him right up there.
I think he's going to have a great year this year. I think he was all pro 2 years ago. I think he could have been all pro last year before he got hurt. And then, you know, I think he's just going to be really good this year with Barr back and all those other pieces on defense. I think he's going to just be able to get back to doing what he does best. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Eric Kendricks as well. Is there anything you would change about the Vikings? Maybe, you know, the uniform, stadium, the fight song, maybe some traditions or something?
I would like them to bring the throwbacks back because those
Which one?
Those early jerseys, like in the 2000s, when they had
the dark helmets. Yeah. The Chris Carter era, maybe the Moss era.
I would like to see them have a modernized throwback, just because like the Browns did it, the Buccaneers did it, and they all looked super clean and flashy, right? So I was like, you know, the Vikings could do that, even though the jerseys they have now are really nice. Or maybe even, like, you know, try one of those gold color rushes, like the gold alternates.
Oh, you like those, huh?
I want to see what they look like, if they can put the uniform together for sure.
Yeah. I don't want to see the yellow. That's too much yellow for me. Like, when I think the Rams did it a couple years ago.
Now that you say the Rams.
The mustard and ketchup, like, game. I think they played, like, the Chiefs or the Cardinals or something. They were red and the Rams were yellow. And it's just like, that's too much colors going on here for, like, the screen. Which three NFL teams do you enjoy rooting against the most?
Number one right up there is the Packers. I it's weird. I love watching them fail. Like, yeah. It's nothing against, like, the players, because, like, you look at people like Davante Adams and who's that one corner over there who's really good. But yeah, they're really good athletes, and I love watching them play. But Jair Alexander, yeah. But I love watching that team not win games. It is so much fun. Bears is another one for me, because I'm just tired of watching them win games when they shouldn't be winning games. The fact that Mitch Trubisky pulled them on top over multiple times frustrates me. That keeps me awake at night sometimes. And then other than that, it would be the Seahawks. We've had enough games with them in recent memory, and they don't need to win anything. They had one, Russell, congratulations, but no more. We're okay.
Yeah, I'd go Packers, Saints. I'm trying to think, and Eagles probably, just because I don't like that fan base, just not at all.
Fan base is crazy.
All right, which three NFL players do you enjoy rooting against the most?
NFL players I enjoy rooting against the most. Let's go with. It was Baker Mayfield for a little bit, just because of the way he was carrying himself and he wasn't performing. So I was like, yo, yeah, I can't do this, man. I just can't do it. Who else? There's, I'm going to have to say, that's a tough one, man. What players do I hate?
Are you not a fan of Tom Brady? I know a lot of people.
I like Tom Brady. I think, honestly, just consistent excellence at the position is something
really good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like there's a couple of receivers out there that I don't like. I'm just trying to think. Man.
Michael Thomas.
I like Michael Thomas, but he's been crybaby for a while now. Absolutely. And I want to say that Zadarius Smith has been causing the Vikings some serious problems, and especially, like, when we need them to not be there and irritating us. So yeah, Zadarius Smith is another one. I've a lot of respect for him, but he's causing us problems.
I think he did. It wasn't last year, it was the year before, where he got a sack and he did, like, the Danielle Hunter kick through the door sort of celebration, and I was like, hey, you can't do that. Like, that's not yours. That's Danny Hunter's. Yeah. So major disrespect there. So say a young kid comes up to you and tells you that they're considering being a Vikings fan. What would you tell them?
Ooh, man. I feel like I'd have to just, like, take something away from him being like, get used to this feeling, kid. Yeah. I'm gonna be around
for you, like, a while. This okay, thanks.
And then once in a while, like, if there was, like, a recurring meeting with this kid because somehow we're talking about the Vikings, then I'd be like, hey man, you did great today. Just cheer him up once in a while, just so he has that glimmer of hope and hanging on.
I'd probably be like, are you sure you want to do this? Like, are you sure? Let's just make sure before you go down this path.
Like the Vikings?
I'm probably going to have this talk with my kids, like my two boys, like, now just so you know, if you like the Vikings, they're going to break your heart. Like, it's going to happen. But at the same time, you know, you probably, Patriots fans back in the day, like 20 years ago, probably could have said this, you know, older people to their kids, been like, Patriots, this is what happens. We get our heart broken. We don't, you know, win anything at all. And then these young kids grow up and their team wins like six Super Bowls. And you're like, what are you talking about? Like, they win every year. I don't know. So hopefully for my kids, their experiences as a Vikings fan or whatever team they choose to root for is better than, you know, what we've gone through as Vikings fans. But speaking on that, will you cry when the Vikings win the Super Bowl?
I don't know if I'm going to cry, but I know I'm definitely going to be losing my mind for sure. I'm going to be back on my ignorant. It's going to be an interesting thing to see.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think I just mentioned being a dad. I'm way more emotional about things. It's so weird. Like, you have kids and you're like, the smallest thing will make you emotional. And yeah, I'm definitely going to cry when the Vikings win the Super Bowl. I don't care. I don't care if people call me names or whatever. We've been waiting for this our whole life.
For sure. And I don't know. Maybe the emotion, like maybe the moment catches me and I do cry. I wouldn't doubt it if I did.
I just think of like all the players who came before them, you know, Chris Carter and all those guys who just like suffered through all those years of heartbreak, and like Jared Allen and even Peterson, like, what they went through. And then, so like, it would be a win for all those guys, not just for the team that actually won it, because just it's a great franchise. They just, you know,
it's failed cursed.
They failed to deliver, you know, when we need them to the most. But that's gonna do it for today. Thanks for joining, Elliot. Appreciate you coming on. Make sure to follow Elliot on Twitter. Where can they do that?
Yeah, so it's just my first and last name, Elliot Knopp, ELLIOTTKNOPP.
Perfect. Follow him on there. Follow the Viking Age on Twitter. Follow them on us on Facebook. Subscribe to this podcast on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But until then, or until next time, we will talk to you later.